It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Mandela Barnes came up just short in his run for U.S. Senate 4 years ago after Democrats cleared the field for him in that year's primary. It left him tarnished with some Democrats.
Now he's trying to win them back as he runs for governor in a crowded field, Rich Kramer reports.
Weeks before the Democratic primary for governor turned to chaos, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes was getting a tour of the Riverview Dairy Farm in Chippewa County. Co-owner Matthew Hullab told Barnes his family has been milking cows there since 1918.
My sister and I are fifth generation. Little Cadence back there is hopefully going to be sixth generation.
Inside a large machine shed, Barnes and other farmers sit down for a campaign roundtable to talk about the pressures facing agriculture. They discuss President Donald Trump's war with Iran spiking the price of diesel and fertilizer. Farmer Jim Shulkus criticizes Trump's trade battles with allies like Canada.
We rely on Canada. My God, I have all my equipment, international harvest and stuff, a lot of stuff made in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. My Ford truck was made there.
This is days before Trump would visit the county and promote Republicans like Congressman Tom Tiffany, the candidate for governor. And Barnes calls out the president.
He's going to talk about everything that he's done to make life better for people and rural America, but folks know that that is just not the case.
If Barnes had the Democratic nomination locked up, this would be a textbook campaign stop. But Barnes is in real danger of losing this primary. The Milwaukee native faces fierce opposition closer to home, as both progressives and centrists have found other candidates. Barnes' loss to Johnson is still an open wound for some. Former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton was among the Democrats who tried to get him to stay out of the race. She told WPR his 2022 primary opponents were bullied out, and Barnes' campaign was sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars after Election Day.
You cannot argue that you ran the hardest race you could for U.S. Senate on behalf of all of us in Wisconsin and still have close to $1 million in the bank.
Barnes and his supporters have claimed he did not get enough national Democratic support in that race. When asked about the unease among his critics, Barnes said he came closer to defeating a sitting senator than anyone else in the nation.
All this despite having $50 million spent against me. Ultimately, that's what makes me the strongest candidate because I have faced headwinds that nobody else has faced.
University of Wisconsin-La Crosse political science professor Anthony Trugoski says what makes Barnes so fascinating is that Democrats can look at his loss to Johnson and reach different conclusions. He says to some, Barnes blew it. To others, he ran strong and built up name ID that could help Democrats this year.
So it's that classic Rorschach test.
Polling has shown Barnes slightly trailing Madison Representative Francesca Hong, the Democratic Socialist. After three more mainstream Democrats left the race, it seemed like Barnes might have a path to frontrunner status. But then...
This election is too important to gamble on. And that's why today I am re-entering this race.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley dropped back in the race for governor. That set up the biggest snub of Barnes' campaign. Despite Governor Tony Evers serving with Barnes for 4 years, he endorsed Crawley instead. With his back against the wall, Barnes has gone on the attack. At a Crawford County Democratic Party forum, he took aim at the establishment.
This week is why so many people are frustrated and want nothing to do with the Democratic establishment. And we have to acknowledge it.
Despite the campaign setbacks, head-to-head polling has shown Barnes at the top of the pack for Democrats in hypothetical general election matchups. He might not be there if it were not for his 2022 campaign. He's reaching out to the voters who supported him then, and he's trying to win them back. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR will continue our series on the governor's race tomorrow with a profile of Democrat Francesca Hong. This is WPR News.